Yes, you was your Uganda.
Praise Jesus, brethren. How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus? And how is your life? I can read up of your neighbor. This time I will not tell you what you are to wish them. Let's see what you will be telling them. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Yes, you was with you.
Praise Jesus so much. We thank God for the good time he adds us. Let me expect you to see the goodness of this time. You may be outside, perhaps you have sick people.
You
have those with different problems. But you say, God, I have not seen the goodness of this time. Now the one in hell to do what? So they cannot even see any goodness that they are into today. They will never see of goodness. There is nothing like that time. But we see the goodness still. Even though there are things we have stood in our way. But we are in a world that speaks of that still with the grace of God. Bible says the world is filled with the grace of God. But I
thought
the scripture saying hell is filled of God's grace and I failed to get it. At least there is a quarter of God's grace. That too I failed to get it. When I hear the scriptures teach the world is filled with the grace of God. You can search over that word. Discover the grace filled on this word. You know, many people see they have not seen the grace of God.
All
spirit confirms that the world is filled with God's grace.
It
may be that you need to open your eyes to see that grace. That it may uphold you.
If
you pass in the problems you claim. But they may not even be problems. For those who are in problems, they are within hell. It may be an image of the problems. But if it is an image or a shadow, you will be able to push it away from your way. You know, people in problems, they no more change. They are permanent. The word problems, it is something impossible. And it does not go away. It's impossible. Those are the problems. Did you discover that word? You say, I have problems. I have impossibles. That's what the meaning. But we who believed God
already
believed the other word that nothing fails on God. It means we don't have problems. We have shadows of the impossibles. They appear to seem consuming us, but we don't get destroyed. You know, God, when he speaks, there's nothing impossible with him. In the era of beast, there was nothing like any problem. And nothing could fail him. But ever since AD began, God created for himself one thing which fails him. Only one. If you fall in hell this time, he can't get you out of there. He is the one who put that impossible for himself.
When
he went in hell once and got out.
Now today,
when you fall there, woe unto you, no one can get you out.
That
God put it for himself there and designed it to be impossible his way. And he said, I will not get you out. I will not bring my son the second time to be crucified. Because if you fall there now, it requires the son to get back the second time. Now on the 2 year to choose on one.
He
brings back the son, shame him the second time. That you can put the possibility of taking you out of hell. Or to keep his son in the glory is into. Then he creates one impossible his way. Are we together? Means where you upper house have not gotten problems.
Impossible.
Which are impossible. Everything on this world is possible. If you have the one who can do all things. But if you don't have the one who can do all things, those heading to reach onto the real problems. What
do
you call them?
What we call
hindrances, not problems, hindrances and challenges. They are hindrances. Yet I have my grader. The one who says nothing is impossible.
So
that is the one I front.
And goes
led by the Spirit of God. My grader is not there. I don't move on. You first come and lead me.
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
So from close to what we have is
thinking that you have problems. You know,
if
you
have
built that house of that word over you. You know, I have problems.
All the impossibles.
There you contend with your God. Is the one in you at this time. Now problems are in hell. Here we have hindrances and challenges.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. Hindrances, the Lord is there to take them away. Let's take away that word from ourselves that have problems.
Maybe challenges.
The hindrances and challenges. Have some hindrances. Problems is a very, very heavy word. It's a big word. In the time I hear, the one who owns this house I am into, the Spirit of Truth. Now reduce the power we gave over that word, which works on this world.
And
us saying the problems are here. Friends, there are just hindrances and challenges. But if you fall on the real problems, call Jesus and there's no answer your way. They beat you all your days. The burning, the cutting in pieces. The pain which is unstoppable. There is nothing that he will die.
What is one never at
least if you are sick of headache and you feel pain.
Today,
at least the body dies and you check out of it.
But
hell, though you feel headache, it strikes you forever. It pains you. And you weep and you cry. And it never gets you. And if it changes, another impossible comes. Now we thank God that the world is filled of grace. His grace. We just need to get revealed of it. We to do a distinctive work in us. That we speak of is the Spirit of grace. And is right on this world. In hell, is there with an iron hand. He is not there with any grace.
Now,
the goodness of God is around. We thank Him for it. Let me that word has taken you somewhere. Many of you have come on the way speaking, I have problems these days. Now, me too, when I was in the way.
And
told me, let me make you access people who are coming for fellowship, but they are speaking over me. I have problems, yet my way, nothing is impossible.
Yes,
praise Jesus. How many have come speaking such a word?
And
there are problems in the other place. Me too, I'm in problems.
If you spoke
it, agree with your creator, for he's had it and he had
an
answer. He had a word to tell you that is possible his way. And say, tell them the world is filled with my grace. Then be revealed of my grace to give them. For the measure of grace will help them. All long I speak, the grace you have, let it be sufficient for you. Be revealed of that grace, you get strengthened. Take away what you call your impossibles. And you see hindrances
drop.
And you call the one who sweeps them away. He will take them away. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let's end that there. Let me hope you've gotten an answer.
We
move on with the journey of heaven. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa, and our Bible reader, Teacher James. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the Living God.
We
are based in the ministry, which is international. Ministers the gospel of the kingdom of heaven, the new generation with the full knowledge of God and His glory. To bring the book of remembrance unto you of the journey of heaven, which was moved through the Bible for 7 years, from 2005 to 2011, for the different series of the vision, the dream, the trance, the azota, the urim, and the thummim, the spiritual transports. The journey of heaven is the journey of salvation. It's my journey and your journey. It's the journey of those who lived before us, and we who are existing now, and those going to be coming, reaching the coming back of Jesus. Maybe the threatening thing in this journey, many don't make it back to their home country. As we hear in Jeremiah 22:10, do not cry for the one who dies, neither that who goes. But weep, for they have not made it back to their home country. Now it's the journey we are in. But we fight to get back to our home country in the kingdom of heaven. For he speaks in Philippians 3:20, and he says, truly our home is in heaven. And in the first year of the 6-7, he tells us, we brought nothing on this world, and we shall go back with nothing. But God is faithful, understood we may be hindered to get back home, and he sent us his spirit to lead us, like in the Romans 8:14, that those led by the spirit of God, they are the children of God. And in the same way, he sent us angels who come from heaven every time, and they come from the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the first created heaven in the realm above. As he speaks in Hebrews 1:13-14, that angels are spirits which are sent, and the God who serves those to inherit salvation, those to get back home in heaven. Now in that word, we've been seeing much in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of the angels and the saints of God. Till in this time, as we see, the seven seals, this is the third part. Praise Jesus so much. The seven seals of seven groups of angels.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
And
we told you in these seals, anytime we open one seal, we see secrets of the angels. The order of the angels.
Yes, he was great.
Praise Jesus so much. One of the extra commands which are great, which they are meant to execute in their groups.
So we are
going to be seeing three things. We are going to be seeing four things in each seal. The four things in each seal. Just as we have always displayed, introduced them in the parts we've covered before.
That
we have to see the first thing. On the seven spirits of God, which make up the fullness of Holy Spirit, each group among the seven groups of angels, and it works under one spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. On the seven spirits of God, which make up fullness of the Holy Spirit, every group among seven groups of angels, it works under one spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Then the second thing,
we
shall be seeing the type of the horse and the chariots of every group
on
the seven groups of angels.
Ichokusatu,
the third thing,
kuraba,
we shall see the living creature which
responsible
on the spirits in the groups of the seven angels, or what we call the life of the angels, the living creature which is responsible
over
every group on the seven groups of angels. Then the fourth thing, in where we shall see the four elders, the 24 elders, are responsible over the seven groups of angels. And the last elders, they will be the Father, and the Word is the Son, and the Holy Spirit, who are responsible over the last group.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But they want to look at the first aspect. Let's begin with that. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God.
First
aspect we see in the sixth seal, in the seven seals of the seven groups of angels,
and
the seven spirits of God, which make fullness of Holy Spirit, every group on the seven groups of angels, it works under one spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. When we begin on this word, remember in the book of Revelations, in the time these seals are open, there are things we move on to see.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now today let's read in the Revelations 8 from verse
1.
Revelations 8, verses 1. Praise Jesus so much. The seventh seal, we wanted to show you that the seals total to seven. Yet we're going to begin one by one. And when we opened the seventh seal, and we saw seven angels who hold the seven trumpets, the angels, the commanders, in all the seven groups of angels. What does that mean? But we want to discover what is the seal in the kingdom of God. And if we have opened it, what do we hold on to see? First and foremost,
we
remember the seal is made of the Spirit of God. According to Ephesians, Ephesians 4, 30, he speaks this. Ephesians 4:30.
Sote muna kuwazanga moyo mutukuvu owa Katonda eyabateesa akabonero okutuusa olunaku olw'okununulibwa.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We shouldn't grieve the Holy Spirit who puts upon us the seal. The seal reaching the day of our redemption. That seal, it's a guarantee. It's like someone tells you, that we've put upon you proofs that you are meant to get back to home in heaven. But you can speak in the seven groups of angels. And we speak of their seals. We speak of one of the last things. Some of the last commands. And the last preparations. By which angels move. To be able to serve God. In righteousness and the holiness.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. When we discover the Holy Spirit makes the seal, and yet these seals are seven, we want to ask how comes he makes the seven seals. Then we have to head on and reveal the Holy Spirit in his fullness. Most of us read in Acts 2, and we hear the apostles were filled of the Spirit. Most of us never understand the fullness of the Holy Spirit. How does it appear? Now, when we finish fullness of the Holy Spirit, we can discover why seals are seven. For truly the Holy Spirit is the one who seals.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now, when we read in the Acts, Acts chapter 2, from verse 1, Acts chapter 2 from verse 1.
Awo lunaku lwa Pentecosti bwe lwatuuka, bonna baali wamu mu kifo kimu. Olunyiriri olwokubiri. Amangu ago okuwuuma ne kuba mu ggulu, ng'empewo ewuuma n'amaanyi, ne kujjuza ennyumba yonna mwe baali batudde. Olunyiriri olwokusatu. Ne kulabika ku bo ennimi ng'ez'omuliro nga zeeyawuddemu. Buli lulimi ne lutuula ku muntu. Olunyiriri olw'okuna. Bonna ne bajjula Omwoyo Omutukuvu ne batanula okwogera ennimi endala ng'Omwoyo bwe yabawa okuzoogera.
Praise Jesus so much.
Abatume bano we baali batudde,
when these apostles were sitting, as they had gathered on the day of Pentecost when it reached, praise Jesus so much. And there was a sounding of a wild wind.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
And
all upon them tongues of fire rested on them. When you look at the lampstand, it has tongues of fire around it. I think you see them well. You can discover they were filled with what form of spirit. I got the tongues of fire which are on the lampstands. And they were filled with the Spirit. You know, according to tongues of fire on the lampstand, you can discover what spirit they were filled.
But
after we discover
the
fullness of this Holy Spirit and the
effect
of the seven spirits of God, we can discover why the seals are seven. And the meaning of opening the seals is in words. The Holy Spirit is hidden words.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But unto those who love God, last told us, all this prepared for us who love Him.
So,
now, when you look in the book of Revelations 4:5, we see these seven tongues, the seven lamps. Let's read there and see. Revelations 4:5.
Ne ku ntebe nga kuvaako okumyansa n'amaloboozi n'okubwatuka. N'ettabaaza omusanvu ez'omuliro nga zaaka mu maaso g'entebe.
Ettabaaza
musanvu
ez'omuliro
nga zaaka mu maaso g'entebe.
And they shed before the throne.
Mpozi ennimi ez'omuliro ezaagwa ku batume ezaali ennimi
nnabati. The tongues of fire which fallen apostles were what form of tongues?
The
tongues of fire.
They
said seven lamps of fire. And they shine before the throne. And they explained, told us what are these. Revelations
4:5. Mm.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much. It means in Acts 2, verse 1-4, the tongues of fire, which brought fullness of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit in the seven spirits. Because Revelations 4:5, we have been told there appeared seven lamps, and they are blazing with fire, and they are the seven spirits of God. Now we discover
it,
the fullness of the Holy Spirit. All along is better with the seven spirits.
It
means we head on to discover why are the seals appearing seven? The seals of the cross of angels.
Yes, you ever see
praise Jesus so much. Now the word is this, brethren. You know, some of us went to study in the Bible college. Some of us have been gathering from. And they explained us what it means to be filled with the Spirit. And you have to speak out your tongues. But the Spirit gives us He wants. Even the Lord Jesus has been filled with the Spirit. And the Spirit was given in Him was not measured. But what surprises, He never spoke tongues. Others speak and they claim it means being filled with the Spirit. Now prophet like Elisha, you know, they got a double portion of the Spirit. And they never spoke tongues. And they worked the great things of God.
So,
according to 1 Corinthians 12, take tongues as a gift the Spirit gives you. Gives one and another not given. And another is given an interpretation. But when we speak of fullness of the Holy Spirit, we speak of the seven spirits of God. And when you speak, the Holy Spirit makes the seal. We head on to the seven fields.
Yes,
he
was even.
Praise Jesus so much. But the word seal, why is it say that you have to open it? For it's true that the seven spirits are the seven eyes of God, which opens for you and you see.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much. Now, the word seal of the Holy Spirit. People explain the word seal like you heard yesterday. Here we speak of the eyes of God, which made up of the Holy Spirit in His fullness. If it opens for you, you can see secrets. Everything, these eyes move on, see everything where it is. It means in the seals we open, they are going to show you things that they are indeed living. These are not seals of the usual book. But when you open that book, and then you see a horse, and you hear anything speak calling you, for we know here in the spiritual realm you can hear. You read the word and you hear it, the Father is speaking. For the seals are not on it. The Holy Spirit has opened it for you. And according to how we see in Revelations 5 and verses 6, the word seal, we mean the eyes of the Holy Spirit. And when it opens like this, and you see more things, and it lightens for you lights, and you know things how they are. Let's read and hear. Revelations 5:6.
Naye ndaba wakati w'entebe n'ebiramu ebina, ne wakati w'abakadde, omwana gw'endiga ng'ayimiridde ng'afaanana ng'eyattibwa, ng'alina amayembe musanvu n'amaaso musanvu, gy'emyoyo musanvu egya Katonda,
Praise Jesus so much. That he had seven eyes. And he says still they are the seven spirits of God. Praise Jesus so much. Now when we get to the kingdom of heaven, it's very hard to interpret those seals when you don't know the Holy Spirit in his fullness. There you are joking. If you don't know the fullness of the Holy Spirit, seven spirits of God, and discover that the eyes which show you secrets of God, it means you cannot interpret them. There, though you bring Bible colleges, you know there are things they are called impacts.
University college, yeah, Bible.
It's a Bible college. You know the other man? Okay.
Hey,
he started from there.
Impact radio.
And he got the impact radio out of that. You know, even that man, he got it from there. When they found him to be a doctor.
Doctor wa Bible.
The doctor of the Bible.
He
can even operate the Bible, correct it.
Now,
when you begin to fall mad to that extent,
you're
going to correct the Bible that you are a doctor. Correct the Bible to your own. You end up officiating the wrong Bible. Those ones are out there, but it's very hard to know the secrets if you don't have the Holy Spirit. If you pretend have him, you can ashamed to prove you don't have him. You know, one naked soul, the Spirit was upon him, yet he's held an evil spirit. He attacked King David, who had the Spirit of God. As he attacked King David, he fell mad along the way. He
unclothed
himself, he began to prophesy things not right.
Now,
the season, not easy season,
on
people who thought to have the Spirit of God. Don't dare pretend that you have the Spirit of God. You first search whether truly you hold the Spirit of God.
For
if you pretend in him, he will ashamed you.
He's
the Spirit filled of fullness of wisdom and understanding.
And you
go speak things without wisdom and understanding. And you will get out someone, whether of younger age, whether they appear how. He will give them wisdom as it is. And they will come and expose you, you will understand it. Praise Jesus so much. After you have the seven spirits of God, you have much ability to be able to open the seals. For if you have that spirit, the Holy Spirit in his fullness, in the seven spirits of God, still that the eyes of God in you, which seal those things, which shut them within you,
it
means you can open. Yeah, the spirit what is done is one. The key used to clothe is the one he uses to give you to open. You think like this. It's the door closed and the key is left in it.
Now,
if you put another key, you can never open
it.
Who knows the type of doors like those? And when you close, you leave in the key. Though you bring another like that one never opens.
Now
take out that key. Or they give it to you, or you get a copy of it. And you open. Now the Holy Spirit will close. He made these seals. He comes in us. He opens all things, we see them. You don't have him if you read, you are wasting your time. You end up, you can't understand those words. You know, when you look in verse 7, in Revelation 6, Revelation 5, 5, 6, 7,
okubikulirwa esuula ey'okutaano n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu najja n'akijja mu mukono ogwa ddyo ogw'oyo atudde ku ntebe olunyo olw'omunaana bwe yatoola ekitabo ebiramu ebina n'abakadde 24 ne bavunama mu maaso g'omwana gw'endiga buli muntu ng'alina ennanga n'ebibya ebya zaabu ebijjudde obubaani kwe kusaba kw'abatukuvu
yesu yebazibu praise jesus
kasita baakiraba nti alina emyoomu 7
egyakatondaera
ng'alina ge maaso ga katonda
omusanvu
gaafuba okwetoola ensi yonna n'eggulu
lyamu
ne bamanya ono
tewali
kyama kyatayinza
kumanya
abaasooka okuvunama biramu ebina n'abakadde
24
ne bagamba bwe kiba
bwekiti
omanyi muto wa munne yesu kakati ebiramu ebyavunama bakadde ne bagamba
naffe
tugende
abo
bamalayika bonna babeera wansi bavunamyedda na buli kitonde
kyonna
yesu yebazibwe
naye
ffe tuliwo okugulumiza kristo
kubw'omwoyo
wa katondakubanga si ffe tubikkula kati
binowandigwanidde
okuvunamibwasinga ffe bananyini myoyo egyo nga ffe bananyini myoyo
omusannaye
tuweebwa buweebwa okukola omulimu wamu ne kristo
yesu
so totuukanga eyo olw'okuba osobola okumanya okubikula
silolw'emyoyo
gya katonda
omusanvu
n'ogamba abula kati
osaanidde
nange abakadde 24 bafuname n'ebiramu ebina
n'obutonde
tutuukiriza ebyo ebibadde bibulako mu kristo
yesu
yaleka tamaliriza bulungi n'atuwa okubeera ababaka era kyobulaba bwe yali ayogera n'omuweereza omutume
yokaana
bwe yawa ekitabo
ky'okubikulayamugamba
toddamu siringa kintu
nakibuli
kimu kibawe nga sikisiri
era
ekimu ku bitabo bye nasooka okumanya nti kyangu
kyekitabo
ky'okubikulira kubanga tekirina
siri
ekitabo kyokka mwe boogerera
tosiiringa
naye nga ate sibo bwe tubeera ku nsi abantu bagamba kyekitabo ekizibu
omanyira
kizibu kubanga era omwoyo wa katonda tabeera naawe n'ekintu kye bakuguliddewo omulyango tolaba wakuyita olw'obuzibe
bw'amaaso
omanyi omuzibe w'amaaso bw'omuggulira wa
ayinza
okuba bannaye mpite wa
yesu
yebazibwekatweyongereyoko ku bikkulirwa
5
okubikkulirwa essuula ey'okutaano n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda ne bayimba oluyimba oluggya nga boogera nti osaanidde okutoola ekitabo n'okubembula obubonero bwakyo kubanga wattibwa n'ogulira katonda olw'omusaayi gwo mu buli kika n'olulimi n'abantu n'eggwanga olunya olw'ekkumi n'obafuula eri katonda waffe obwakabaka era bakabona era bafuga ku nsi olunya olw'ekkumi n'olumu nendaba n'empulira eddoboozi ly'abamalayika abangi abeetoolodde entebe n'ebiramu n'abakadde n'omuwendo gwabwe gwali obukumi emirundi obukumi mu enkumi emirundi enkumi nga boogera n'eddoboozi ddene nti asaanidde omwana gw'endiga eyattibwa okuweebwa obuyinza n'obugagga n'amagezi n'amaanyi n'ettendo n'ekitiibwa n'omukisa
yesu yebazibwa twasuze ntuwulira ebiramu ebina
n'abakadde 24
nabo ne bagulumiza
osaanidde
okuggyako obubonero
bw'ekitabo
n'okukibikkula
kati
ntuwulira ate enkumi n'enkumi z'abamalayika
tiriyoni
10
nabo
ne bagamba asaanidde tugenda okumanya ebyama Yes, we have raised
Jesus.
You know, many
times,
when we are about to come to minister,
sometimes
we tell you to glorify God and yell for him. Great words upon him of all his works. God with our words,
and
we yell for him.
We will
reveal us the book more.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Why
in that moment don't see any pastor or apostle come?
Or any
prophet or any minister.
Still
glorifying the Most High.
The
Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Those who are
going
to be revealing our secrets.
Don't
forget the great words glorifying Him.
Even as we express great
words of God, we can glorify.
Well,
He's going to be revealing us.
Now, angels
rejoiced much.
All living
creatures,
24
elders,
even the living creatures.
And when he opens, we are to understand all which are put in that
bowl.
What rightful place they are, and how is their order. They were to discover groups of angels how they were ordered.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We shall discover first every group of angels works under what spirit. You know, they were in angels and angels are not yet realized in heaven.
Each
one served under a specific spirit.
Or
the seven spirits of God. Which make fullness of the Holy Spirit. Each one had ability according to that spirit. That even reaches to our spiritual gifts. The prophets, the pastors, and apostles. As all the spiritual gifts are. Your ability depends on the spirit who gave you that gift. If you get the spirit from the spirit of, you got a gift from the spirit of wisdom. As the fullness of the Holy Spirit
protecting
you're going to be always protecting the world. Teachers and evangelists. And those from the spirit of understanding. And their teachers and pastors. We shall see of spiritual gifts. In the right Christ and his church. Where we study the gift of Satan.
Also
God and His church.
How
gifts of angels were ordered, even our spiritual gifts are like that.
People
ask, angels all long had spiritual gifts.
Angels
have different ability according to the fullness of the Holy Spirit. The seven spirits of God.
Under
which they work each specific spirit.
We speak
much of their spiritual gifts.
Yes,
praise Jesus
so
much.
So
when we move on with Revelation 5,
because
Jesus had the seven spirits of God and
they
had the seven eyes of God,
we
met the seven seals of God. They rejoiced, for now heaven was to be revealed everything. What surprises most?
At the
time, Satan and his angels had been chased from heaven.
If
they had no seal, they would have twisted everything in the Bible.
The entire Bible,
they would have distorted it.
Things
they reach onto and they don't understand them. What are these now? And they give up on them. And they give up on them. God prepared for us to exchange the devil in these latter days. After he
has
substandardized the Bible, you raise the level of the Bible.
It's
the time we are into. Not the Pope is out there deceiving himself. That the Bible is outdated. That wants to officiate another Bible. Because you are a messenger of Satan, you man.
Wow.
Don't
even have a spirit which understands
this. If
you could know secrets like this,
you
wouldn't have spoken such a word that the Bible is outdated. Those
are
books of the young children you have to bring.
When
you see even what he wrote in his books,
God is young.
Now they with a mad person, but they haven't realized what level of person they have
with. Let's
move on with the revelations.
Revelations
5:13.
Na buli kitonde ekiri mu ggulu, ne ku nsi, ne wansi w'ensi, ne ku nnyanja, n'ebirimu byonna, n'ebiwulira byonna, nga byogera nti eri oyo atudde ku ntebe, n'eri omwana gw'endiga, omukisa gubenga n'ettendo, n'ekitiibwa, n'amaanyi, n'emirembe, n'emirembe.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, you was when you
praise Jesus so much.
No, but only one.
Even all creations.
Muswara banga bajako still.
They so still removed.
Because abantu.
Only the human beings.
Yokana yariatu chikiri demu
John, Apostle John is the one who represented humanity.
Because na abantu kuvabali mukuru.
Even the saints were in heaven.
Tuvula nika tulinganga bivata kila.
That's why even now we are appearing as if still they are not removed for us.
But
no, what which is born, which doesn't know that there is no seal on the Bible. And they are glorifying him for that.
Now,
when you tell
them,
we are going in the service. Glorify God with great words.
At
least written revelations, then you'll be told. Revelations 5.
You'll
be told from our brethren who glorified him in those days. The following creatures, the elders, the angels, all the creations
in the
heavens and the earth and under the earth.
All
the fish were involved
in it.
And they said that one is with the seven spirits. And the seven eyes of God.
While
they opened the seals of the book.
Understood
the Holy Spirit is the one who sealed.
In
his fullness.
The
seven spirits of God. They are the seven eyes of God. The seal, it means to close eyes like this. Then you shut things inside. You open the eyes. And they see. Now the other man we read yesterday, he said those seals, they mean that the wrapper they put on the book, that no one
can
read it till it reached someone they have sent it to. That is flesh and carnal.
They
speak of the Holy Spirit who sealed.
Don't
you think he went and began to tie it?
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus. You must know what exactly did the Holy Spirit do. As his fullness is.
The
seven spirits of God.
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus so much. You know, you see the Holy Spirit. Now him, what never entered your ears, what he shows us. You've never seen them. You've never heard of them. You've never entered your heart.
It's
what he reveals.
This
is what he put inside the seal. Now he opens them and reveals them.
According to
what he tells us in the First Corinthians, chapter 2, from verses 9.
Abakolinsi ekisooka essuula ey'okubiri n'olunyiriri lwa mwenda. Naye nga bwe kyawandiikibwa nti eriiso eritalabangako n'okutu bye kutawuliranga n'ebitayingiranga mu mutima gwa muntu byonna Katonda bye yategekera abamwagekumi. Naye ffe Katonda yatubibikkulira ku bw'omwoyo kubanga omwoyo anoonya byonna era n'ebyategeerekeka.
Yes, we
praise Jesus so much.
Omoyo,
the Holy Spirit. What you've never entered your heart, you've never seen of them. Even here you've never heard. You don't know when we tell you that the seven groups of angels Every group works under one specific spirit.
On
the seven spirits of God. Which make up fullness of the Holy Spirit. And you wonder. I've never heard of that.
You know
the type of
horse
and the chariots of every group on the seven groups of angels. Angels have horses all along. They even have chariots? How, where they ride them from? Yet they're the ones which have to pick you right from this world. And you don't pass the rope to go to heaven. Ever since you got saved, you've never heard of it. Now today you have to hear
it.
For the Spirit gave us grace. He has manifested His grace. And the song we sing, we say, that grace has been revealed to us. That's how we sing.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's not ask even this service, we sing that again.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Pastor, that's what usually sing us that song. Many times when she sings off, I don't know where they understand it. You understand that grace revealed to you.
You can't
just go understand them, let me tell you.
We'd
say that the Spirit
searches
even the deeper things of God.
Unknown.
Now you get that seal and you see a living creature. You ask, what is a living creature? That you've not understood it. And it calls you. And in the book, what form of book was that? And the book comes, it calls you, come in the book. And there you get confused. And you see the horse.
Say,
out of the book comes the horse. Even its rider. And then you get confused. And it becomes the unknown things of God. But unto us who love Him, all good things for us, for our glory. There is nothing you're going to be hardened in understanding here. It's a short deal of revelation here. And as it's put in action. After we started, go ask God. What did we study? I want to see of them.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
So
he needs the Holy Spirit. You know, he knows everything where it is. And he went to gather them in his book. After he had known where all of them are.
He did
come to gather things just thinking of imagining them to be there. If it's the future, he is there.
If the present, he is there.
In the past too, he is there. Now, he goes to the past and he reveals. And he comes in the present, reveals. What is going to come for him is even there. What is? It's the heavens and earth. What is going to come? The new heavens and the new earth. And that is what was. That which is going to come is what was before.
Yes, we must
praise Jesus. Everything the Spirit reveals, it has a rightful place. And he alone can open seal and say, now see. Understand what place they are. Now in this, after we've discovered truly the seven seals of seven groups of angels, they were made by the Holy Spirit in His fullness, the seven spirits of God. Is us not every group works under what spirit? When we open one seal,
they
show us the group of angels.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much. The truth is this. Here there's nothing hard.
Yes, you ever
praise Jesus so much. For when he speaks with us in the
Psalms, the
Holy Spirit revealed all things when there is no place it never knew. Everything he revealed had its rightful place where it is. As its preparations, it moves by. Let's look in the Psalms 139.
Zaburi chukumi ya satu mwa inda, na ulo nilili uro mkaga.
Psalms 139, from verse 6.
Zaburi, esula chukumi ya satu mwa inda, ulo nilili uro mkaga.
Psalms 139, verse 6.
Okuma nyokulinga ngoko kwa chitalo, kunema, kwa waguru, si inza kutu ukako, uro mkaga. Nagenda wa okuverio moyo, uro msavu. Nagenda wa okuverio moyo go. Oba nadukira wa amasogo olinyolo munana
oli de kigambe kiri ya
hear the word there
okumanya okulingo
such knowledge
wa kitaro
it's so great
kunema
it fails on me
naduka wa okuveria moyo
where will I run from your spirit
naduka wa okuveria amasogo
where will I run from your eyes
obanya amasogo amukama
no the eyes of God seven spirits of God
onaduka wa
where will you run
kubanga mu future
for in the future
yali
is there
mubiri wolero
in this today
wali
is there
mubyayita
what past
yali
is there
kati bwe tubatwagala okumanya ebyali
if we want to know what was
tutawana
don't
weyogera kuogezi nayo mugayi bichi ebyali
tell him what was
mikulira kusira kubyali ku byamazi
reveal me according to scriptures of truth
ajja kuzema mu above heaven
take you back to above the heavens
agambo yagala kumanya ebyali waguru
wetu you want to know what was above the heavens
undandikwa
in the beginning
omanyi.
You know, on through the Holy Spirit, on the heavens and the earth, there are no things which were. And there is nothing which is going to come. All are the ones which are. For what was is above the heavens.
And
what's going to come is above the heavens. What we call the new heavens and the new earth. But the elders say in the latter days,
yet
we are in those exact days. If you see the sun rotate, you speak the day has passed. It has never gone.
Still,
tomorrow we are going to come back in what we have been. Have you ever seen a green day?
We
just rotate now, the shadow is off the sun. It's passing now. Right as rich as where the sun is. And
they
say, call that a day. That's why I say to him, one day is like 1,000 years. Don't tell those of the shadow days. But he said, where shall we run from his spirit?
It's
where shall we run from his eyes?
Perspective
understood well the eyes of God, how they are. The seven spirits of God. They are what made seal of all things. He revealed, gathered in the book, and he sealed them. And we don't know where they are.
You read
hell.
And
you wonder where it is. And you maybe think it's in the ground.
You
say your leg is not in the ground.
Come,
I tell you where it is.
He speaks
of beating scriptures and he sees where it is. And you say,
no, Satan
is in charge of hell. And you're lying. A thief cannot head a prison. Come, I tell you who is in charge of it. Me, I know and I see him is there. Let's read and see.
Zaburi esura chukuma sato mwenda. Nauru njiriri uruwa muna ana.
Psalms 139 verse 8.
Bwenari nyamuguru ngajori.
Tayari muguru wa majuri ya kariyo.
He knows everything in heaven.
Ha! Ya kule mbira moru genu rekuru
moyo. He will let the journey of heaven, the Holy Spirit.
Neku spiriti, oba spiriti ya wanya hata manyu
mchivuga Yerusalem. Spirit doesn't know in the Jerusalem city.
Even
know how you lie down and as you wake up.
Even
what you speak 10 years ahead, he knows them.
Mukuru lyonna lyonna paka
paka
waggulu
weggulubyonna
gyali era buli kaliyo yakalaba era akalaba
kati
buli kyeyabikula no byawandikibwa kirina ekifo kyakyo
wekiriwabula
ekizibu ekibaddewo
ze
siru ziyateekako
yayogera
n'amala n'azibirira
nti
And
what is spoke we read, but we can't see where they are. Now we open this for us. And we see how we see.
The
kingdom of the stars. Okay.
Scriptures,
Lord, connect.
And when we open
the bottomless pit, Revelation
9,
the sun stopped to give light. The sun is found where? Okay, the firmament of the heaven. That side is hell there.
Directs
you passing the same book.
Now we know you
are on the world, yet you see everything where it is. Now, prophet, and you don't know Jerusalem, you have been studying with us. You don't know where the streets are. For your eyes, God has opened them. You will see everything.
You
ask yourself a group of angels and you look. And you say yes. I see them there.
That
is what they call a revelation.
We
take off the seal.
Reveal
only put the seal and want to remove them.
Zaburi esura ya 139 n'olunyiriri olw'omunaana.
Psalms 139, verse 8.
Bwena yala obuliri bwange mu magombe.
Even there
he knows there.
Lava, Gajoli.
Akati, Bogene Magombi.
When you go in hell,
Bogena Kwara Yogi,
and you go to lay a bed there, you discover they never lay a bed there.
Omanyoro Zamutaka,
you know, you think of the ground.
At your Wongo, Wachirumba Baganda Kueva,
your mind is of the young people, mad people.
They
will lay your body in the ground.
Your
thoughts deceive you that hell is in the ground.
You will
discover where it is and they will beat you from there.
And you know
that God is still in that place. The Holy Spirit knows everything within hell. Now, these who have been calling us, I was in hell, and Satan, and his demons, and they are beating people. Now that is madness.
Satan
is the thief himself. How can he lead and head the prison?
And his
demons make
it
more. Rather to be punished more than humanity, yet they are the ones punishing, as they say.
Don't
speak things where there is no wisdom of God to us. Demons make you do that.
And then
they are punishing you. Let's say like this, okay. The child is 10 years. They have commanded the child of 3 years to steal souls. When you come back, you beat who?
I
beat the one who commanded them to steal. And
I
beat another to accept the wrong words. But this tells us
that
commit sins is giving punishments to them in hell.
Demons
which make commit sin that they are punishing the same people in hell. Now there's the fourth group of angels in the fourth field who work under the spirit of power.
They
are the ones who work under the bottomless pit. Everything there is of power. The headache, pain,
with
power, malaria with power.
MP of
you get the real slaps.
you are paralyzed.
And it slaps you to wake up again. Everything in hell is of power, mighty. Let's finish here.
Zaburi esura chikuma satu mwenda nolo njiriri ole kumi.
Psalms 139 verses 10.
Zaburi esura chikuma satu mwenda olo njiriri ole mwenda.
Psalms 139 verses 9.
Bwenato ula evi wawati levye ncha. Nentu ula mubifevye nyanja evili ya wali nyo. Olo njiriri ole kumi. Newa ukubadeyo omukono go guna nungamia. Mm. Nomukono go guadio guna ankuata. Mm. Onyo ole kumi nolumu. Bwendio geranti enzikiza tereme kumbi kako. Neumu sana ogune tolode guna ave chiro. Mnyo ule kumine bini. Newankubade enzikiza teyekisa erikwe. Na ye chiro chaka ango musana. Kubange enzikiza neumu sana bifana na woli.
Katika na amaswa musamwa gomo yungu.
These seven eyes of the Holy Spirit.
Tumugama mbwenye ugutne buwazi.
Don't tell him it's gotten night.
Orutunula.
As it looks like.
Time to him.
When we walk and move to the spiritual transport, Jesus picked me out of the body in the night. And me in the beginning I see
night.
As I get out of the body, and it is sunshine day, I pass on the people.
What are you doing?
This day time you don't see. The person you touch to, he doesn't see you. They are proposing to each other drinking alcohol. Bedtime.
And
it got this little ant, you can see it on the ground. Yet they sit night.
I don't know what they
God is never go tonight. It now goes go and do what you think if God never sees you. The other eyes see.
It is only Amukama.
It sees you.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
So, we talk in a seal.
Now, when you speak of the seal, gone on the eyes of the Holy Spirit, the seven spirits of God, opens things as they are.
And
when we speak that the seven seals,
of
the seven groups of angels,
we're
going to open see things which are the extreme lust about the holy angels. Some of the extreme commands which are lust in which they fulfill.
Order,
the orders by which they move. Praise Jesus so much. But what we can remember, we
have
read all the scriptures of truth. According to what we read, the names of the seven spirits are like this. According to Isaiah 11, verse 1 and 2,
and
these are the eyes through which he sees all things. Isaiah 11, verse 1.
Era mu kikolo kya Yese muli vensibuka n'ettabi eririva mu mizi gye liribala ebibala olunyo olw'okubiri n'omwoyo gwa Mukama gulibeera ku ye
kakati omwoyo wa Mukama
the spirit of God
liriisi lya Mukama
it is the eye of God
liriraba ku ntandikwa batandika batya okubeera
what sees in the beginning how they begin to exist.
That's
why when the Holy Spirit is not there, we cannot be revealed. Isaiah
11, verses 2.
Yes, he was
praise
Lord.
Jesus so much.
We
have the spirit of wisdom. The eye of wisdom. It works on protection. Now you'll see the group of angels which fulfill that. Every word speaking of protection of God. Protection and to fight. We shall see that wisdom preserves the life of the one who holds it. That's the spirit of wisdom. In him is a group of angels. Angels Michael.
Protect,
defend the children of God. Those who have the word of God.
So you
can discover gifts of these angels. According to spirits by which they work. On the seven spirits of God. In the word you read that is of protection. Fight for the children of God. Straighten out the ones who fulfill it. You know it's under the spirit of wisdom.
But
the spirit of understanding
is the
spirit of living the word of God. To connect and bring understanding. The group of angels working under that. I'm briefly passing through them now. You know, you may rush and say, let me write. This time you're here. You just listen this time. The spirit of understanding of God. He promotes the word of God. Now there are angels in the second group. Angels Gabriel.
They are
in charge of spreading the word of God. It means they are specified under the spirit of understanding. Spread the word of God. Bring the understanding. That's why you Gabriel told Daniel, I come to make wise in understanding.
And
tell the scriptures of truth. Discover what we have revealed in the seal.
They
have other secrets they reach us onto of the angels. The spirit of counsel of God. The eye of the counsel of God. It's of knowing seasons and times. Measurements of every form. You shall bring the angels of the scales. All along they are under that spirit. Their gifts are of prophecy, seasons and times. Most of those are prophets. Many of them are prophets. 25 trillions. If you claim you are a prophet so much,
God
will tell you about tons of prophets. We have the spirit of mighty, the eye of power. They are there to see whatever God never planned. Healing plans of the crafty. Everything God never planted, whatever he never built, to uproot it and tear it down.
The
counsel of God is planted by force. Now you get crafty with God, you will see.
Some people
have not yet acted crafty before God.
God
has planned to God take you back to heaven. You are making plans of your craftiness to get destroyed. Keep changing the castles of God. He will send you that army. Angels Abaddon, angel of death and hell.
Your
beaten old days for changing his programs. But all when he opens seals, we shall be seeing them. The seal tries to show us a specific spirit of the seven spirits of God, under which these angels
work.
And the eye of the Holy Spirit looks at them like this. They fulfill each as they were called. If you're acting crafty before God, you'll see angels of the chains.
And
kill plans of being plotted to make and change God's plans.
He
will uproot whatever you've been planting and
tear down.
You know, you steal man and things like that. That you work for eternal, you work for a good life.
And
they take you out of the program. They say, does money give life? Come, we show you cannot get life. The angels of knowledge, or the spirit of knowledge, the eye of knowledge,
malaika w'obutonde
the of the creation and the one of water,
oli ekigaana okumanya Katonda.
Everything which refuses to know God,
bo balina okulaba nga bakuwawula ku bulamu buno.
They are there to see, they separate you from this life.
Bakulondola, bakusosola,
bakukola. They segregate you, they put you aside.
Ne bakubalira mu mbuzi.
Then they count you among the goats.
Yoyo moyo gwowulira gwasinziramu okwawula embuzi ne.
That is the spirit you hear, they basically to separate the goat and the sheep.
Kubanga ye malayika akola n'obutonde
kati. Angel works with the creation.
Era uli obutonde bukimanya embuzi eyaddala yaani.
And the other creations know what, whom is the real God.
Kubanga balindirira okubikulwa kw'abaana ba
Katonda. They await the revelation of the children of God.
Bakola wansi w'okumanya Katonda omu w'amazima.
And that knowing one true God.
Ne Kristo Yesu kwe yatoka.
And the Christ Jesus is saying.
Tewola teri butonde bwosingana bawakana. Katonda waffe yasinga.
All creations you see them contain our God is the best.
Kati kankubuuza.
Now let me ask you.
Wasingana ebisolo.
You fold animals.
Abiwakana n'ebinyonyi.
And the arguing with birds.
Mbonga biba mwe Katonda wammwe tali mmanyi.
You, your God is weak.
Omanyi abantu bwe muli nedda.
You know human beings you have insisted in all things.
Mbusimanyi Katonda wa Katoliki.
The God of the Catholics, of the Protestants.
Kale ebisolo olumu bitusingidde ddala amagezi.
Gotten wiser than us.
Teri kukaayana ku bya
Katonda
ali omu w'amazima.
God is one, the one true God.
Ne Yesu gwe yatuma.
And Jesus is saying.
Era ffenna tuli baana ba Katonda tukulemberamu mwoyo we.
All of us are children of God, the one who didn't ask is his spirit.
Kati bwe tukugambye malayika w'okumanya.
When we tell you.
Malayika w'obutonde.
Angel of creation.
Ne bakola wansi w'omwoyo w'okumanya. Kyewuunya.
And the spirit of knowledge.
Ne balina kye batamanya.
There's nothing they never know.
Era bamanyi ndi omuntu okuwona wali nakumanya Katonda
no. No, a human being to be saved, they have to know the one true God.
Ne Kristo Yesu bwe yatuma.
And the Christ Jesus is saying.
Ebigambo nga bino abantu bange basikidde olw'okubula
okumanya. What is like this, my people are desperate for lacking knowledge.
Byonna bigwa wansi wa malayika.
All these fall under this angel.
Era b'oyo bannanga aganye okumanya agenda zikirira.
This one has rejected knowledge, they're headed to destruction.
So tulinayo omwoyo w'okutya Mukama.
Now we have the spirit of fear of God.
It is eri okutya Mukama.
The eye of the fear of God.
Angels
of fire work under that spirit.
He
makes up the sixth seal. If you refuse to hate evil, for the fear of God is to hate evil. Fear of God is to help others come from evil. Wait for the angel of fire. After the Abaddons have set you free from hell, those who will welcome you cast you to the lake of fire at the edges of fire. Today they have worked the governing in our midst
to
ban the powers of darkness and the demons and all the sicknesses.
Like
first started them before.
Seven
groups of angels and
demons.
But the last command,
wherever
rejected to hate evil,
never
help their police get from evil.
They are the ones
who throw them in the lake of fire. And carry judgment as they throw them in the lake of fire.
So we know kwegendereza.
Now we have to be careful. All words which enter us the fear of God.
They
are responsible over by the angels in the sixth group. Angels of fire. They work under that seal. Now the spirit of God.
Looks
much those who glorify the Father and the Son. And they put upon them the seal of God. All promises of God, the children of God, he tries to see they get fulfilled. They work with the angel of the seal of God. And they gather all the seven groups of angels to see that each one has fulfilled what they sent them to do. Now that what goes far, now on the other time,
shall
come back begin with one per one group.
Omoyo,
the spirit,
or
the eye of God, of wisdom. And the group of Angel Michael,
those
who fulfill the word of God, which speaks of protection and defense.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And the several scriptures in the Bible. God, at the time, he started some things.
This
time, you begin to know why they are like that.
Why
are the angels the ones fulfilling those words?
So
in the seals are the extreme commands for them. Every word spoken in the scriptures divided according to the seven spirits.
It
is divided according to the seven groups of angels. Fulfill and see whatever is in it is fulfilled. That's why he said, heavens and earth will pass away, but his words, it will never pass away. Never go back till it's fulfilled all. Prepared it in a great order.
That
everything is fulfilled. That's why when it tells us in Proverbs,
Zaburi
in the Psalms 12, verses 6.
Zaburi esule ye kuminebili, noru njiriwa mukaga.
Psalms 12, verse 6.
Ebigambo bya mukama, byebigambo ebirongofu. Nga feza egezebwa mu kyoto kunsi, erongosebwa ebirundi musanvu.
Yes, you must win you.
Praise Jesus so much.
Ebigambo bya birongofu ebirundi musanvu.
What if you referred to them seven times?
So buri moyo.
Now every spirit
on
the seven spirits of God.
What we
what is responsible of? Every group in charge of those specific words. The Bible seems big like
this,
but they know every word where it falls.
Every
word falls in one spirit among the seven
spirits.
And there are angels they put in place to fulfill it. That's why in the Psalms 103, 19, and to 21, he say angels, they are the mighty ones who fulfill the word of God and
listen to
the voice of his word. They know. When you read
Daniel
12, Michael the priest, he
will
stand for you the latter days. They are waiting.
They
revealed, understood that they do their work, for that is theirs.
At
Romans 8, 35, 37,
God
is on our side. Who can be against us? They await for that. Who is our enemy? For if
he's
on our side, we are more than conquerors. Revelation 6:1 answers you.
Angel
Michael with the ball and the crown
to
go conquering. They know scriptures in the Bible which specifics they are to fulfill. You know when they
are
in Jerusalem, in the city of God. Have you heard what is
read?
That is for Gabriel, you.
You
hear what the other is reading is for you, Michael. But if they get revealed of it,
it's
what you read is for the angels of castle. And they say, that is for you, castle. But see, there are no reveal of it. Shall begin from the on sun. May God bless you. Thank you for coming. Praise Jesus.
My
question is in Revelation 5. From verses
7
to 8. When he got the book from the hands of the one who sat on the throne,
24
elders bowed. Now my question, elders too never knew what's in the book. Elders knew. That's why they're called elders. They are not accepted to come here, tell them to us. When they saw it's been released, we know us all
children,
they rejoiced over that.
Omani yokana boyale acheka achaka.
No, when John was still crying.
Wosoma kubikulwa tano.
We read Revelation 5.
Inje wali asani. No one
wanted to open the book. One of the elders told him, "Don't fear."
Wali we ya
wangu. So what was there? You think he got it from where?
Wali we ya wangu.
Another who overcame. Of the tribe of Judah.
Mwaunadi yokamura
that he saw him.
Ori yali yamurabe danga mumai.
The elder that seen him already knew him.
I mean,
Revelation 7, the elder asks, those ones where they come from, those in the white clothes.
And
John remembered in Revelation 5, he told him, you know.
Mukama,
may God bless you. Thank you for coming.